This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Langhorne Slim has come a long way since his last album. He left behind booze, drugs, Brooklyn, and a longtime relationship on his way to recording The Spirit Moves with his band, The Law. The songs retain the raucous energy of the past, but they incorporate a newfound sensitivity and openness. Langhorne Slim joins me now to talk about his ongoing journey. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
We'll start by listening to a bit of the song, Spirit Moves.
Take my hand, and let's go where we need to be. And when we get there, release me and set me free. The spirit moves. The spirit moves inside of me. The spirit moves. The spirit moves inside of me.
I read that you wrote it kind of at the last minute because you weren't sure you had enough good songs for the album. What made you feel that way?
I hope it's a healthy feeling of inadequacy that keeps me needing more. It wavers between healthy and certainly slightly debilitating.
Or obsessive, perhaps.
Perhaps, yes.
And by the way, it proves that, you know, you certainly haven't mellowed with all of this good behavior you're modeling these days.
I was born a passionate baby. I've become a passionate man. It got me into some trouble. It's gotten me to where I am, I think, with my music and my band. And you need it all to get where you're going, I suppose. But at this point in my life, the idea was to remain wild, but to refine the wildness. Not to tame or leash, but to get more out of the stuff, more out of that soul and that spirit.
And maybe make it more sustainable, which could be a good thing.
Wouldn't be the worst idea. My mother would appreciate it.
I'm sure she would. Your producer, Kenny Siegel, wound up co-writing many of the songs with you that did make it to the album. Were you looking for a collaborator in him?
Well, I mean, yes and no. We met on the last record, which is called The Way We Move, and we recorded it at his home studio in Catskill, New York. And we developed a very, very tight bond. He's become a creative, spiritual soul brother. And kind of, you know, you hear great lovers, or at least in the movies, talk about finishing each other's sentences. And that sweet, sweet man, Kenny Siegel, he does. He finishes my kind of musical thoughts.
Did he help you out with Strangers?
Oh, immensely he helped me out with Strangers. Strangers was one of the first tunes that I guess, finished for the record. And I was in Brooklyn at a friend's, and I was in the shower, and I heard what became like the doo-doo-doos in my head. This kind of horn line in my head. And then I went up to Kenny out in Catskill, and we demoed the song, and we liked what was going on.
I was born and I've been running since. I've done things that make no sense. There was a devil in me. I had set him free. New moons of old desires. Things burn if you set them on fire. Now I've learned you gotta be courageous. In time, everything changes.
Your cheating song, Whisperin', which when I heard the first time, I thought, well, in the beginning, it sounds like maybe this could be salvaged. And then by the end, yeah, you're very sure that's not the case.
It's a bummer. And you know something? I've been in just long relationships. I'm just turned 35. And from 20 to 30, I was in two relationships. And thankfully, neither of them went down that way. For those listening that haven't heard the song, it goes down as you might imagine. There was another man whispering sweet nothings to the lady in the song on my pillow.
With his head on your pillow.
Yeah. What the hell is that about? That ain't cool.
No, it's not cool.
It's not cool in the least. I only hope that I'm not predicting some sort of scenario that is coming up. Songs can do that sometimes.
There is something I want to talk about, but lately you ain't listening. Last night on my pillow, there was another man whispering to you. And I found a poem in your jean jacket. I'm reading lies written all
over your face last night on my pillow. There was another man whispering to you.
How important was James Cavanaugh's writing to the song Wolves?
It was essential. Cavanaugh's Men Too Gentle to Live Amongst Wolves, man, that's just, I was thinking so much about embracing my own vulnerability, doing what freaks me out, you know, what's scary, and stepping into it and finding the strength in that. And I believed that if I could have breakthroughs within those sorts of concepts in real life, that I would be a better man. I used to ask my grandpa, Sid, I said, man, when do you figure this stuff out? And he said, you don't figure it out. You definitely don't. But, you know, I don't, maybe if I stop trying to figure it out, a lot more will become clear. But there are poems in that book, well, at least what I took from it. I don't want to say what he was doing, but sensitivity, vulnerability, being real, being raw, being honest. There is great strength to be found in those things, and it's not becoming cold and guarded, and the things that quite honestly break my heart when I talk to friends that I feel like that's happening to, or meet people or feel that happening to myself. It can hurt to be open, but I believe it's the better way to exist in this place.
Langhorne Slim and the Law play at the Cat's Cradle tonight. Their new record is called The Spirit Moves. Langhorne Slim, thanks for speaking with me.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Got my money on that old blind horse. She can't see, but she knows the course. I know some people who have seen it all, yet their hearts beat behind walls. I'm tough enough to run with the bulls, yet I'm too gentle to live amongst wolves.